good morning and welcome to this week's serving of Mickey Waffles, a Disney podcast where we cover everything from parks, movies, and merchandise. My name is Sinead.
My name's Kate. Hi guys. How's it going?
You made your cue this week. I'm so proud.
Fuck off. Right. These headphones just aren't great, okay? Well, no, they're great headphones. I've talked about it before. I'm not talking about it again. At Cyanizer, please sponsor me.
Oh, imagine. I could have a pair to give out about as well.
That'd be great.
What a wild time.
Or if they could just make them easier to charge so I could use them wirelessly more often, that would also be great. That would be actually the best because I could move my head around as much as I wanted. And
she does like to move her head around a lot.
Yeah, I'm a very bobblehead person.
So what's your bobblehead been up to, Kate?
Absolutely nothing.
First full week out of your 5K?
Yeah, and I didn't go very far.
True.
I keep kind of forgetting that I can like go to the beach now or go somewhere. But the problem is like there's still not really much to do. It's like you can just go somewhere different and go for a walk and get a coffee.
Yeah,
you should just come to a different location.
You should come to my beach.
Well, no, I know there's loads of places I should go, but then, like, the problem is, like, I still have to get on public transport. Yeah. I still have to be around other people who
True.
Don't believe in COVID or just don't care.
Yeah.
I was in the shop this evening and three people, I had to go get bread and three old ones were walking in the exit with no masks on.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
Even though I could not have moved out of their way more, they still managed to walk right in front of me.
Bloody
And
hell.
I was like, I walked about 5 meters away from them. Like, I took massive steps. I was like, okay, go away. I don't want to be near you. And they somehow still managed to walk pretty much directly into me.
That's wild.
Yeah. Fucking old ones. And when they walk in the exit, it means they're either going to the pharmacy or the news agent to buy lotto tickets.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Fun.
Very annoying. So yeah, that's it. Oh, I got my eyes tested.
Oh yeah, I missed all of this in the group
and job. I need glasses. Well, I don't technically need glasses. She was like, you could do without them, but if you are finding that your eyes are straining, then this is why, so you probably should get them.
Okay, much like myself then.
It's like a plus 0.5 on both eyes or something. Something so small.
Yeah.
She's like, first of all, I'll tell you my story, right? So first of all.
Again, I missed this in the group chat on Sunday, so go for it.
First of all, Ed needed his eyes tested and Ed is blind. Well, it turns out he's actually not that blind. He's three times more blind than me, which is not that bad.
So
he had to go get his eyes tested because they'd emailed him one of those reminders. And I was like, you know what? I definitely have a free eye test in the bank because I've not had my eye tested in a couple of years.
Yeah.
I was like, if you're going into town, sure, feck it. I'll go get my eyes tested as well.
Why not?
Because we went to the Dawson Street one, which is a really nice Specsavers.
Okay.
It is though. I make sure it is. It's very nice. It's nice and new and clean. So he made his appointment for 4 and mine was for 4:20. And I should actually be keeping this up to make sure it doesn't knock out. No, that's fine. background podcast shit there for you guys.
We had some technical issues last week, but it's fine.
I don't know. I really don't know what happened there. I'm not going to lie.
Don't question it.
Okay, so his was at 4, mine was at 4:20, but I was like, they were like, oh, please come alone if you can. And so I was like, oh, you go in, I'll wander around for 20 minutes rather than hanging around waiting for you to go in. And then literally 10 minutes after him being in there, he was like, there's some lad in here with his girlfriend and she's just chilling in the waiting room because he keeps coming back and showing her glasses. You might as well just come in.
Fair.
And I was like, fuck's sake. So anyway, I went in, that was fine. And they did the little poof poof taste test on my eyes and they made me look at the balloon and all that sort of stuff. And then I went and sat down. So we both saw the same optometrist? Eye doctor?
I had the word.
Optician.
There we go.
What's an optometrist?
Don't know.
Maybe me either. So we both saw the same optician, but Ed came out and he was like, oh, you're going in to see Orla next. She's from Rathdrum. I was like,
that's
what?
That's wild.
Yeah, so anyway, so she was like, okay, come in, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, hi. And you know, I immediately sat down and was like, Ed told me you're from Rathdrum. And she was like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Because when he was talking to Ed, she was, they were talking about something. She was like, oh, yeah, like, I'm from Wicklow. And he was like, oh, whereabouts in Wicklow? And she was like, oh, you know, like, just the back arse of nowhere. And he was like,
I know, where? One specific area of the back arse of nowhere.
And she was like, oh, no, it's just a place called Rathdrum. And he was like, my girlfriend's from there. She's outside.
Wild.
So we literally, now, I assume this is because when we came out, the place was dead. We were the only people in there.
Mm.
So we talked for about 15 minutes about Rathdrum.
Oh, that's cute.
About the school system, about how there's too many houses and not enough schools, about how Rathdrum has just been, like, left in the dust in, like, Wicklow, and how, like, it's not getting any of the money that a lot of the other towns are getting. And I was like, yes,
it's a very Irish conversation. Just like, here, you're from the same place as me. Come on, we bitch about it for 15 minutes.
But she was like trying to think. She was like, so you would have left in 2014. And then she was like trying to think of people if, like, in my year that she might have known. Like, she was older than me, obviously. She has kids who were in the primary schools.
Okay.
But she was like, oh, and she started naming people. And I was like, oh, they would have been a few years below me, actually. And she was like, oh, yeah, yeah. So it was great. Had a granddad chat for a good 15 minutes. It took her like 4 minutes to do my eyes. She was like, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 1, 2. But like what took the longest was a nice little 15 minute chat about Rathdrum.
Nice.
But yeah, she checked my eyes and then she was like, yeah, so you're plus 0.5 in both. Really minuscule. She was like, it's very common. She was like, but if I showed temp, so she showed me with and without the lens. And with the lens, I was actually like, oh, yeah, that just sort of like takes the pressure off a bit. And I was like, wow. She was like, so if I show 10 people who have this, 4 of them would be like, what's the fucking difference? And 6 of them would be like, oh, yeah, it's a little bit better. So she was like, and if it does make you feel better, she was like, then get them. She was like, yeah. Because there's no point in straining if you don't have to.
Yeah.
And I was like, true, Orla, you are true. She was like, again, she was like, for reading computers, that kind of stuff. But she was like, also, if you want to wear them all the time, it's not going to make your eyes any worse. So do what you want. And I was like, thanks, Orla. You're a babe. And then I proceeded to spend about 15 to 20 minutes trying on glasses because I'd never had glasses before. And I felt so bad because they obviously have to sanitize every pair of glasses that you try on.
Oh, shit.
And then the woman was so nice. She was so nice. The like woman who was working on the floor. So nice. And she was like, oh, first pair of glasses. She was like, this is so exciting. She was like, you get to try stuff on. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, but I tried on so many. I just couldn't figure out what looked the best. And she came over and she was like, do you want me to like take some of them away? Like, are you sure? You definitely don't want some of them. I was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, this must be such a, I really am sorry. She was like, don't worry about it. And I was like, no, I know you say that, but inside you're like, this bitch won't stop trying on glasses.
Yeah. Did you send in a picture of your glasses? Did I miss that?
Okay. No. No, I was asked for a picture, but because I was so conscious of the fact of I was probably pissing them all off, I was just like, these are the ones I want. Just, I want to leave now. Can I leave? I want to leave and let you do your job.
What are they like?
They're pink.
Of course.
And they're like roundy on the bottom and then sort of like got a framey bit on the top.
Nice.
It's kind of difficult to explain. I don't know.
I'm excited to see them though.
I'll probably have them by the end of the week. She said 3 to 5 days. Cool. So I will most likely have them this week.
That's fun.
So yeah. And then Ed's prescription also went up, if anyone cares.
He is slightly more blind.
Yes, just slightly. But again, I didn't realise that his glasses are also for like reading and that kind of shit. But sometimes he just wears them all the time.
Huh. Okay.
But yeah, she was like, do what you want. They're your eyes.
YOLO.
Yeah. But the last time she was like, oh, I see the last time you were here, the last test you got was for your driver's license. But the question she'd asked before that was, do you drive? And the answer was no. She was like, I see that went well.
Oh, the shade.
But
oh,
in like the
I
most,
love it.
The most funniest way possible. I was like, I mean, I technically can drive a car. I was like, just not legally with a license.
That's so, I fucking love it. Oh, that's so shady. I'm so here for it.
It made me laugh. I was like, yeah, Orla, you're right. You're correct.
Big fan. Big, big fan. I love that.
And honestly, that was the most exciting thing I did this week.
Nice.
And then ended up dropping €110 on a pair of glasses I didn't think I needed.
Ooh, Jesus.
Yeah. Because like they had the 2-for-1 offer, or you could get €42 and free anti-glare if you only bought one pair. Okay. And I was like, honestly, I didn't even know I needed them. So I'm only going to get one pair. And if I end up needing another pair, I can always go and buy one of the really cheap ones that are like 45 quid.
Exactly.
So I was like, yeah, go on. I'll get a cute pair.
Cute. I'm excited to see them.
Me too. Me too, actually. I can't even really remember what they look like on my face.
Excellent.
I was really bald. I had to be really bald. And I had to like take my mask down for like 10 seconds. Because I couldn't tell how they looked on my face with my mask.
Oh my God, yeah.
Because I had to take in my whole face. But we were the only people there. And I was like, I'm going to be so bald for like 10 to 15 seconds. And I literally had the two that I was trying to figure out which one I wanted. And so I was like, on, off, on, off, on. I was like, this... I was like so bold. I was like, but I didn't want to. I was like, they're going to look completely different with the mask off.
100%. And hopefully, I mean, the intended purpose won't be to wear them consistently with a mask. So
yeah, exactly. So I was like, well, the thing is, I probably won't even be wearing them with the mask anyway, because anytime I wear my mask, I'll be outside.
Yeah, true.
So yeah, sorry. So that's my story.
Nice. I like that literally just before we hit record, we were both like, yeah, it'll probably be a short episode.
Short, really
11
short.
11 minutes on Kate getting glasses.
But didn't you all enjoy that?
I thoroughly. Again, I missed it. I missed that in the group chat the other day. So I thoroughly enjoyed the epic tale.
There you go.
Nice.
Once I get them, I'll show everyone.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
And if people really want, I'll put them on the Instagram.
Oh, do. With one of your 10,000 Disney jumpers.
Yeah. Oh, other news.
Oh.
I'm going to see my grandparents on Thursday, and I'm going to meet Ellen.
Exciting.
And so I need to remind her to bring up all of my crap that I've accumulated in Rathdrum from stuff being sent there incorrectly, i.e. One of my Disney jumpers, and also things that my mom have sent me and has been like, they have this in Aldi. If I see it, do you want it? And I'm like, yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I was supposed to give you, because you'll be right down the road. So you might as well follow, but I don't think there is.
No, I don't think so. I think your three spirit jerseys were absolutely efficient. Sufficient.
There you go.
I put on the Haunted Mansion one, and Ed was like, what the? I was like, it was Sinead's and now it's mine. And he was like, oh, okay.
I rehomed it. Do you know what I did though? And this is a really, like, I was telling Sam earlier. So we've just said, I kind of streamlined my spirit jerseys a bit because I had an awful lot of them in a size extra large. I think I had 4 extra large spirit jerseys, which do not fit me in any way, shape or form. So I've rehomed 3 of them to Kate, and I kept my skeleton dance one. But I was having a gandery goo on Depop because I've not been sleeping lately, so all I seem to do at the minute is look on Depop, because clearly that's what one does at 2 o'clock in the morning.
So bold.
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
But I found a size small, you know, the khaki green spirit jersey with the like black stripes on the sleeve?
The one that's kind of nice and kind of ugly at the same time.
Yes. The very one. I found a Disneyland one of those in a small for £30 from the UK.
That's not bad, except if you get hit by customs.
It's fine. It'll be fine. Okay. Either way, it's still cheaper. Plus, there's literally like Shop Disney UK don't have spirit jerseys. Shop Disney EU don't have any spirit jerseys. So,
yeah.
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to film a ridiculous video of me going from my like double XL Hocus Pocus spirit jersey all the way down.
Fantastic.
And I'm going to put that up on my Instagram because I thought that would be funny. So, yeah. So I'm excited for that to arrive. How do we get onto this? I don't know.
I actually don't know. I actually...
What a wild time.
I actually don't know. I think we were sharing stories, maybe?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
And you... Oh, I was going to my grandparents. You said, is there anything else I need to give to you?
Yes, there we go.
Because I'll just be up the road. Then we started buying spirit jerseys. Cool. So yeah, what I was saying is I have another Disney jumper that is in Rathdrum that needs to come up on Thursday, which I'm excited about. But also I'm going to see my grandparents. And there was this whole thing where we were like, do you want to come to Bray Seafront? And we'll all meet outside because then there's no pressure. Like, you don't even have to come out of the car. We can both sit in individual cars and just chat. And my granny was like, oh my God, yeah, yeah. Apparently she was just thinking of me when Ellen rang. But then my granny was like, you know, you guys can like come to that. Like, they're vaccinated. My granny's fully vaccinated, I think. My granddad has one. Mm-hmm. And they were like, you know, you guys can like come to the house. And Ellen was like, oh, I didn't want to mention it in case you weren't like comfortable. And my granny was like, I didn't mention it in case you guys weren't comfortable. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
The world we live in, honestly.
It was just one big...
wild.
Neither of us wanting to say anything in case the other was uncomfortable with it.
Yeah.
So we're going to my granny's house. And we're going to
sit... I'm so excited for you.
...in the warmth and drink tea.
Oh, I'm so excited for you.
And then me and Ellen are going to go up to Dundrum and get Mad Egg. Then drive it back to my house because Ed was really sad that he was being left out with Mad Egg. So now I'm going to get Mad Egg for all three of us, bring it back here. And then we're going to eat Mad Egg.
Big question though. Are you getting the cheesecake?
I think so, because it, right?
Good. That's the best part. Yeah. I mean, I'm vegetarian, so Mad Egg is not a place for me because all they do is chicken-related things. Yeah, yeah. But the cheesecake.
I think they do. They do a veggie one now.
They did it. We've eaten in Mad Egg. It was just a bit shite.
See, I think you got a shite one, though, because I've been with someone else. Who was I with? I was with someone else that got
the
veggie one.
You were with another vegetarian?
I actually they were vegan. No.
Well,
and they really loved it, so I think you just might have gotten a shit one.
It was very greasy. I think that's why I didn't like it. It was
greasy. I don't think it's meant to be.
Yeah, not good.
But anyway, that's my plan for the weekend, because then I'm working all weekend.
But me and Amy are going to come in. I'm coming to buy cheese from you on Sunday.
Oh, are you? Oh, okay, cool.
What time do you?
10:30, I think. Ten, okay. 10:30. One of them.
I'll loiter. 10? That's fine.
I'm not sure.
Because me and Amy have decided that we're going to run, and we are collectively running in town at the weekends. This is the thing that we've started to do. So yeah, I mean, last week we met up at 9:00. So I just had to shoot out of town early last weekend because I had other plans. But we can loiter around and I'll go buy cheese.
But didn't you arrive and find out that the park wasn't even open yet? Shouldn't you just come later? Shouldn't you technically arrive later?
Well, no, because see, we have a plan now. We're going to run around the park.
And not through the park.
So we go around the park until we're done. And then we go and get butlers. And then we go through the park as like a reward.
But like, isn't it boring running around the park?
No, it's actually quite nice because it's flat and there's not a lot of people.
Okay.
There's method to our madness, all right?
Okay.
So yeah. So I will, I want to come buy cheese off you.
No problem. Apparently it's stock take on Sunday and I assume I'm not involved in the stock take due to the fact that I've only been there 3 weeks and I still don't know the names of everything.
Oh, probably.
So then. I hope I'm just working the counter.
Well, I'm going to come buy cheese.
Please do. Be very exciting.
Because I'm honestly buzzing.
I mean, we had a cheese board for lunch the other day because
the
best thing about working on the cheese counter is that when you buy cheese, they let you cut it yourself. Like, it's not like, I don't know. I would have thought because you're buying it, they would get another cheesemonger to cut it for you. But no, you can cut it yourself. But it meant that like I could cut like really small pieces of stuff and I knew exactly how much it was going to weigh. So yeah. I just got a bunch of cheese because I just got a lot of little bits.
That's good. What was your favorite one?
My favorite one's
Hi, we're now Cheese After Dark.
I think then I was thinking, should I start a cheese Instagram?
Oh yeah,
we call it Cheesegram.
Oh, okay, do it. You know Sandy is going to listen to this and Sandy is going to badger you until you set up a cheese Instagram.
I just have to figure out what like the line is between taking pictures of shit. That's my new problem.
Okay, you should totally, you can do like little taste tests.
Yeah, that'd be cute. So there's this really nice cheese, right? It's called Delice de Brignon and it's from Burgundy in France. And it is,
ooh, she's fancy.
So creamy. Like it's basically just before butter is butter, kind of. It is so good. And also just a straight old Comté. Nice little
I've never had Comté.
Oh, so I will give you some Comté on Sunday. Okay. If you've never had it, I'll give you the young one. Absolute people pleaser. It's so nice. It's like a, it's like a cheddar, but not a cheddar. It's way creamier and way softer, but it's a hard cheese.
I've never had Comté, and I want this goat cheese you keep telling me about that's like red onion.
Oh, which one was that, actually? I do have a goat cheese that you'll like, so anyway. I say I. Me who's worked there 3 weeks.
I'm Kate. I have all the cheese.
Right, yeah, okay, cool. Should we start talking about some Disney things?
Yeah, probably. Let's get on to a bit of news.
Woo!
Jesus Christ.
Hey! Boo, 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 boo.
Oh, can you tell that we're recording later than we normally do? Anyways, go on.
I had to eat dinner and then we chatted and here we are. So I'm just going to read these. Oh, no, I'll start with Disneyland Paris.
Go for it.
Disneyland Paris has created a verified new channel on the TikTok. There is no profile picture and no videos. But
it has
a
blue tick.
Oh, yes. But I am wildly intrigued to see what kind of videos they post. Because TikTok is really where the marketing side of companies go wild. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen Ryanair TikTok.
No.
Right, crazy. Like, it is crazy. Ryanair TikTok, Aer Lingus TikTok, Marks and Spencer's TikTok is a bit wild.
I'd say especially at the minute with this whole fucking caterpillar cake bullshit that's going on.
Aw, free Cuthbert. Free him.
Why? Why does every supermarket in the UK have their own version of a caterpillar cake?
Because it sells so well.
How did this become a thing, though?
Oh, ages ago, though.
I don't know. I think
it's more of a UK thing than an Ireland thing, though.
Oh, 100%.
But also, I know you don't, but I love a Colin.
I'm just not a chocolate cake fan.
See, I die for chocolate cake. No. A Colin is just... I don't know what it is about a Colin, but one time, me and Sally went to her house for... I was staying over for 2 days, and we bought a Colin. Hi, yeah, hi. She definitely doesn't listen. She is swamped in college work. She is trying to finish her last year. We bought a Colin, and within the 2 days, we ate the whole Colin. It was fantastic.
Yeah, just not, I'm not a fan of a Colin. Not a fan of a chocolate cake. But anyways.
Anyway, yeah. So, yeah. The Disney Paris is on TikTok.
Do you know what I've realised? We have basically one news segment for various different channels.
Uh-huh.
Of the Disney news sphere. So this will be interesting. So moving over stateside, to celebrate Earth Week, there's a new really fucking weird PhotoPass photo that you can get in Animal Kingdom that basically warps your entire self. It's really quite strange.
It's like they have one kind of similar in Batuu, I think.
Do they?
Yeah, but it doesn't look like this.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of this. It's like beside the Tree of Life and it's like a 360 degree one, but it just makes everybody look a bit strange. Or, I mean, if this is the picture that they've chosen, so this is like the ideal photo, right? And this looks weird and it makes the girl look like she has the most giant head in the world.
The actual Tree of Life looks cool. The outer bit looks really cool.
Tree looks beautiful and the sky looks beautiful.
I wonder if you sat cross-legged on the ground, would it look better?
Oh, I don't know, actually.
I just was like, hey, woo, quite cross-legged on the ground. So you didn't have that weird elongated thing going on with your body.
Yeah, it's very strange. But it's going to be available daily starting at 9 a.m. and finishing at 3 p.m. weather permitting. So yeah, you can get that over by the Tree of Life near the exit of It's Tough to Be a Bug.
Woo.
Sometimes.
Sorry, trying to pick another stateside thing. Disney Park foodie news. Dining guide to Disneyland Resort reopening. Mobile check-in for dining reservations. Maximize your time and minimize your contact. Yes.
That's the key thing. That's what we're looking for.
Minimize your contact with others by checking in for dining reservations at select table service restaurants via the Disneyland mobile app. Join a mobile dine-in walk-up list. Don't have a dining reservation? You now have the opportunity to add your party to the mobile walk-up list at select table service restaurants. Beautiful. Visit the dining, know before you go for more information. Be sure to have the latest version of the app downloaded and installed on your mobile device. We will plan to reopen dining bookings for select locations on April 22nd with limited capacity. You will be able to book your dining reservation 6 days in advance on Disneyland.com or with the Disneyland app subject to availability.
Can I just say, that funnel cake that's in like the second round of photos looks so damn good.
I want to face plant it. You see that mac and cheese? Yeah. With the crispy onions on the top. Yeah. I know it has bacon in it, but just imagine it didn't for you.
Oh, yeah.
Mm, right?
Big fan.
Nom nom. And then it just lists all of the restaurants that will be open when the park opens, pretty much.
Hey.
And the whole start is like, hey, remember all these things you liked? Dole Whip.
Come and have them.
Churros.
Yes. Ridiculous.
I really think I could write for Disney Park blog easily.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Buzzwords.
And then to combine Disneyland and Walt Disney World, the Disney cast member surprised a runner by the name of Don Mucho? I don't fucking know.
Machow!
Who ran from Disneyland to Disney World.
In the middle of a personalized pizza.
Like, and he is a type 1 diabetic.
Don began the record-breaking run last February. Last February. It's and typically wild. Logged in more than 30 miles a day.
He's 59. Fair, in fairness though, like fair play to him. Like that's a lot of running.
It's more so, how did he not contract COVID and die between that time?
He didn't stop. COVID couldn't get him. He was just going too fast. He was just zip riding. So when he finally reached Magic Kingdom Park, Disney cast members applauded and cheered. The 59-year-old said it was surreal to finish, and he celebrated at Walt Disney World Resort by enjoying a popular Mickey Mouse ice cream bar and a ride on his favorite attraction, It's a Small World. There you go.
Do you think they made him pay for admission?
Oh, I don't know. Do you think he had to have a theme park reservation?
Like, imagine he walked all the way and they were like, sir... Sir, due to COVID, you need a reservation. He was like, but I have an annual pass. And they were like, no.
We don't know what they are. You're going to have to go back to Epcot. Sorry, you can park up after two. Like, imagine.
That would have been so funny.
Outrageous. Fair play to him, though. Like, that's a pretty damn good achievement. Would I be doing it in general, running across America? Absolutely not. But would I be doing it during a pandemic? Nah.
No.
Nope.
Some more exciting news. There's been a concept model of Tokyo DisneySea's new themed Porsche Fantasy Springs unveiled. And I even mentioned to Ed, I was like, look, they're going ahead with this. It's steaming along now. We might as well wait till this is built before we go to Tokyo.
2024.
Like, I'm like, look, they're building this Tangled thing. There's no point in me going before it's built.
No.
So Fantasy Springs will include a Disney luxury / deluxe hotel and three separate areas, each dedicated to a different Walt Disney Animation Studios film, Frozen, Tangled, and Peter Pan. Attractions, restaurants, and immersive spaces will lead guests into the world of each story. And there's some great YouTube videos. I highly suggest you guys go watch them. The concept model you see in the videos is 1/50th. Of the actual size of the Porsche. During the development process, Walt Disney Imagineering uses concept art, drawings, and models to plan out the arrangement and size of buildings and area development. The model is painted and shot from different angles to provide more concrete views of Fantasy Springs.
There you go.
For the past two decades, Tokyo DisneySea has continued to evolve and offer guests even more magical experiences to enjoy. Stay tuned for more information on this exciting new expansion project for Tokyo DisneySea! Oh, no, it's going to open in 2023.
Yeah, that's why I said 2024. Give it time to settle.
Oh, okay, yeah, fair.
Happy Gilmore is too busy.
You're right. You're totally right. But also, Tokyo's always busy.
True.
They crazy.
There's also that. And then an exciting return going to the Aulani Resort. So Moana is making a return. So this is written by a lady called Nikki, and she's very excited. So she started out the article saying, aloha, friends.
I'm one out. Of my
One of my favorite things to do at Aulani, a Disney resort and spa, is counting how many Disney friends I can see in one day, which is why I'm thrilled to announce that Moana is sailing back to Hawaii to visit the Aulani resort once again. Honestly, like, there's a lot. But yeah, so basically, Moana's going to be back at Aulani Resort, which is terrifically exciting. And reservations for Aulani, a Disney resort and spa, are now available through 2022.
My favorite thing is the comments beneath that. Social distancing or an actual meet and greet?
Oh my god, stop.
And when is she going to be visiting? As of today? Next week? Etc.? Super excited for this. My goddaughter loves her. Like,
thanks for the update, Ashley.
Jesus Christ. Like, low social distancing or an actual meet and greet? I can hear the, like, sass in his voice.
Oh, yeah.
Like, must, like, from far away. Jesus Christ. And then last bit of Disney news. The Disney Cruise Line's UK-only itineraries, Digimagic at Sea, sales open later than planned on April 30th. Also note that London Tilbury itineraries have moved from June to 14th of September, October 1st.
I think also, again, this is just basically what I've picked up via osmosis from the dads. I think if you're a DVC member in the UK, you get priority booking for the cruises, as far as I'm aware.
So, from the 28th of April, platinum members can go.
That's if you've been on two or more cruises, I think.
On the 28th, also gold members. The 29th is silver members.
That's if you've been on one.
And then the 30th is all guests.
Yeah.
Guests under the age of 18 must have a parent or guardian permission to call. Who under the age of 18 is booking a cruise?
Yeah. True. Imagine being like 6 years old and being like, hi, I'd like to go on a boat.
Hello. DVC members. Interesting. So on the 29th of April, DVC members can make a cash only booking from 9 a.m.
Wild.
Yeah. Interesting, right? So it has the full itinerary on the website.
There you go.
With convenient transportation links, Liverpool is known for its historic sites, celebrated architecture, fabulous food, and rock and roll.
I mean, it is the home of K-Tams after all.
Woo, 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 woo.
Have you still not got your K-Tams t-shirt?
No.
Craig.
Blaming Brexit.
Craig, come on, get the finger out.
So basically, the Liverpool one,
yes,
is night two. Liverpool, departure from Liverpool, then at sea, then return to Liverpool. Lovely. Oh, that's for the two night one. So you leave Liverpool, you're in the sea for a day, and then on the third day you come back. The three night is you leave Liverpool, you're in the sea for 2 days, and you come back. And then the four night one is you leave Liverpool, you're at sea for 3 days, just in the middle of the sea. Yeah. And on the last day you come back to Liverpool. That's basically it. So they do Liverpool, Southampton, Newcastle, London Tilbury. That's it.
Which, as far as I'm aware, as Nick keeps repeating, is nowhere near London.
London Tilbury.
Yeah.
Why, I assumed it wasn't rocking up in the middle of the Thames.
Imagine.
Burr, 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 burr.
Be like having a like competition with Big Ben. Oh, it'd be wild. Oh, I'd love that.
Oh, it is a 44-minute drive from the middle of London City to London Tilbury.
There you go.
I imagine, well, to be fair, if you look at it on the map, it's the first area within London that a cruise ship could probably fit.
I mean, it's like that time that I was like, I'm going to London, and ended up staying in Barking, which is nowhere near London.
That was it.
Because I was... Still had the best Domino's I've ever had in my entire life, though. I stand by it.
I am still extremely interested to see what the pricing's going to be, because there's still none of that.
Well, the dads are all V-keen, so... They're constantly trying to look it up. So I think most of them are planning on doing it. So I'll keep you
updated.
I
just really wish they had a Dublin one. Like,
can you imagine the absolute fucking crack that would be an all-Irish Disney cruise? It'd
be so much fun.
There'd be fucking Beurons everywhere.
It'd be so much fun. And like, we know the cruise ship can dock here because it's done it.
Yeah. Yeah, but we're too far behind with vaccinations, unfortunately. So should we talk some food?
Yeah, let's move on to like the only other thing we have to talk about. Is this our last week of Magic Kingdom of Walt Disney World?
Yeah, next week is Disneyland or DCA, whichever we prefer.
Whichever I forget we're doing.
So we have 2 weeks of that, and then we have an episode planned. Kate's gonna have forgotten what we have planned, but we have an episode vaguely planned for the week after. Well, we're gonna have some familiar voices on. So two guests.
Oh no,
that
I remember that.
Previously.
I remember talking about that. Yeah.
So we'll mention it maybe next week or the week after. And then if anybody wants to give us any input, that would be great. So that'll be coming down the line. But this week we're talking Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. So I really don't know a lot about Animal Kingdom. And so in my like location, i.e. where I want to eat, I've literally written, I can't even think of what Animal Kingdom looks like, let alone figure out where the best place to eat is.
Oh my God, gas.
I literally cannot really envision how to even like, even though I've never been to Walt Disney World, I think I'm pretty confident of how to walk around Epcot, Magic Kingdom, and Hollywood Studios. But Animal Kingdom, I don't know. I would walk in and I'd be like, oh wow, I have no idea where I am.
Fair.
So
I
don't have a location. My backup guess was Satouli Canteen because I know what that looks like.
I mean, do you want me to tell you mine and you can decide whether you'd want that?
Yeah.
I went for Tusker House because it's a character venue.
Oh, cute. Yeah, let's do that.
There we go. We're having dinner together again.
Oh, it's like we're friends.
What a novel idea.
Oh, do you know what I forgot to mention in the news?
Oh, what?
Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings came out.
After you making a big song and dance because I forgot it in the first place.
It's because it was a Wikipedia article and I was like, what the fuck is that?
Oh.
Halt for 10 seconds. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, the trailer for that came out this week. And actually looks pretty interesting. It's got Awkwafina in it. And she was in...
I feel like she's in everything at the minute.
She was in Crazy Rich Asians, and she was my favourite character in that movie. And it looks like she has the same kind of vibe in this movie. So yeah, very excited.
She's also Scuttle in the live action Little Mermaid.
She's also in Ray and the Last Dragon.
Oh, there you go. Jesus, see? Popping all over the place.
Yeah, sorry, just want to pop that in because I made this big fuss about it. It was your man's birthday and I put it up. It was like, ha. You should go watch the...
I should go watch it. I will.
Well, not just you, everyone.
Okay. I'll go watch it after we record.
Back to Animal Kingdom.
Woohoo!
Do you want to start? Do you want me to start? Who did last
Sure,
week?
I'll go.
Yeah.
First. I'll start. So, as I said, I'm doing Tusker House because it's character dining. I also didn't, like, I have been to Animal Kingdom once for a day. And even then, I think it was a half a day. So, I didn't really have a whole lot to go off on this. So, I just went Tusker House because I enjoy a character meal. So, fuck it. So, for my starter, I am going for the Tiffin's Bread Service, which comes with red pepper hummus, spicy coriander yogurt, and a ginger pear chutney. The ginger pear chutney sounds bloody delightful. So I thought that sounded pretty damn tasty. And then from my main, it's from a Flame Tree Barbecue. So I'm going for the Hot Link Smokehouse Sandwich.
Ooh.
Which sounded real interesting. Mm. So it's a plant-based sausage topped with a tangy mustard barbecue sauce. Sounds absolutely delightful. Slaw and crispy onions on a house-made New England style roll. I was like, yes, please. I would enjoy this. It sounds like a real weird take on a hot dog. And then for my sides, from Pete Safari, I went with garlic knots because never in my life do I not want garlic knots. Like, always, always. Anything garlicky and bready, always do I want that. And then also from Flame Tree Barbecue, I wanted a basket of onion rings because, again, never go wrong with onion rings. For my dessert, I am going back to Tiffin's. And I'm going for the South American chocolate ganache that comes with caramelized banana and a cocoa nib tulle. And then for my drinks, it's from Trillo Bites. I'm going with the, what was it called? I've written down the description of it, but I didn't write down the name. It was basically some real fancy margarita that comes with Suzuka 100% blue agave tequila.
Nice.
Because I love a margarita. So, that's me. Done.
Sorry, I had to come in the middle of that and get his work phone, because...
That's all right, I can edit that out.
I literally just handed it to him, and I was like... And then pointed to the other thing he needed, and then he obviously felt the need to talk. I was like, obviously don't talk.
That's all right, I can edit that out. That's the joys of us having separate audio files.
Such a dumbass. Anyways! Woohoo! So for me... I started off and I was like, I don't like any of these things. And then I started liking them. So for my starter, I've gone for the fattoush salad.
Ooh.
I just actually like saying the word fattoush.
It's a great word.
It's a salad with artisanal lettuce, frisée, pita crisps, feta, sumac, tomato, cucumber, radish, Kalamata olives, and a lemon vinaigrette.
I love feta.
It just sounded something like I'd never make for myself, but I'd happily order it in a restaurant.
Yeah.
And that was from Tiffin's. And then my main... So, Korean fried chicken is superb. So, I was very intrigued when I saw this. So, Korean fried chicken sandwich topped with honey heat sauce, tomato, and kimchi slaw served with fries. And that's from Yak and Yeti local food cafes.
Very nice.
Then for my sides... So in Mr. Kamal's, they have chicken dumplings served with ponzu. Fantastic. And then also I remembered the cheeseburger steam pod buns from Satuli Canteen. And I was like, well, I have to have those.
Absolutely. I would be genuinely shook and disappointed if you didn't.
Like, obviously. So they're the bao buns with steamed cheeseburger pod stuffed with ground beef, ketchup, mustard, pickle and cheddar cheese served with crunchy vegetable slaw and vegetable chips. Nice. They're from Satuli Canteen. Then for my desserts, I picked two because why not? So I went for the mini mango pie from Yak and Yeti as well, because
I always hear Ryan go on about that and he always speaks very highly of it.
It just sounded so cute. And then in Pizzafari, they have a cannoli cake.
Ooh.
Which is a slice of chocolate cake with chocolate chip cannoli filling, topped with chocolate ganache and mini cannoli filled with sweet ricotta cheese and chocolate chips. I love cannolis.
She's just all about that cheese life now.
Do you know what I was really sad about? Is that there was nothing nice in Restaurantosaurus.
Yeah.
Because it's just... What a great name. It's just like crap.
But like, what a great name.
Exactly. Isn't it so disappointing?
Mm.
Then for my drinks. In the Yak and Yeti restaurant, there's a drink called the Yak Attack.
Brilliant.
So I was like, obviously that. So it's mango daiquiri, donkey crystal rum, and wild berry flavors.
That sounds real nice.
Yeah, but then also in Yak and Yeti, there's a drink called Snap Decision.
Oh, Lord.
That's so clever. So that's Woodford Reserve Bourbon Personal Selection, apricot brandy, and crisp apple real infused syrup topped with Fever Tree ginger beer.
Can I have one of those as well?
That also love delightful. Ginger beer and ginger ale. So that also sounds fantastic.
That sounds glorious.
So that was me. There's actually a lot of food in Animal Kingdom that I find quite interesting that I didn't think I would.
Yeah. It's got a really good, like, diverse menu. Like, I didn't feel a couple of the places, like, for example, with Hollywood Studios last week, the only vegetarian main that sounded remotely appealing was an Impossible Burger.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Whereas I feel like I had a lot more options to go for with this one.
Disneyland Paris.
You'd like a salad with cereals and legumes.
Legumes? You want legumes?
Let me give you legumes coming out of you. Coming out the hoo-ha. Yeah. Wild.
So next week, Disneyland.
Disneyland, DCA, which you want to do?
Let's do Disneyland.
Okay. We'll finish on DCA. See, this is because you want to do all the cozy cone stuff. I can tell.
I just think we should do Disneyland.
That's fair. I mean, we did Walt Disney World in the order that the parks opened, so it makes sense to do Disneyland the same way.
There you go. Look at that now. Also, before we go, just looking at the time, are you all caught up on Falcon and Winter Soldier?
I am.
What do you think?
The last episode had the weirdest pacing.
I thought that too.
It was like everything in the world was happening in like about 5 seconds, but we're just going to stop and we're going to chill and we're going to fix the boat. And I was like, what is happening?
It was like, action, 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 chill. Action, action, chill, chill.
Yeah.
Action. Like, it was so weird.
Wild. So strange.
It got to a point where he was like, well, I can't do nothing until they got a lead, so guess I'll go home.
It's just very strange.
Sebastian Stan flirting with Falcon's sister, though. I was like, yes.
Sebastian Stan literally doing goddamn anything. I'm just like, yep. I enjoy this immensely.
Me and Ed actually got into a bit of a spiral the other day watching best bits of Avengers interviews. Like,
oh, okay. I didn't know where you were going with this.
Like press reels and stuff.
Yeah.
And Sebastian Stan and Chris Evans are the most genuine human beings ever. Anthony Mackie, I hate him.
Oh.
Now, allegedly, Anthony Mackie?
Words.
Anthony Mackie isn't actually meant to be a great person. He's
meant to be
a bit of a diva in the Marvels. Apparently there was an issue with an interviewer once, and someone wasn't allowed back because they were being very rude. But when in all of his interviews, he just seems so like, yeah, me, what, huh, blah, blah, blah. And Sebastian Stan's like, I'm here.
I know. And to be fair, as we all know, Chris Evans is too pure for this world. We don't deserve Chris Evans. He's like dogs. We don't deserve him.
He's just so nice. There's one that we were watching, and I can't remember which Avengers movie it was for, but it was Chris Hemsworth and Chris Evans. Like, they were the two guys together in the interview. Mm-hmm. And they'd obviously... I assume those press junkets are so boring. And
definitely.
So they'd gotten to like this fit of giggles. And within this like hour's worth of different clips that we were watching, we managed to watch them with about three different interviewers. And in every single one, it was just like a continuation of the joke that they'd had beforehand.
Oh, brilliant.
Like every interviewer had completely lost them. They were literally in fits of laughter on the ground because they were taking piss out of each other's characters. Because they were like, yeah, like Captain America, like this, and Thor that. But every single interviewer that went in, I felt so sorry for them. Because they'd completely lost them. They were not answering any of their questions.
Yeah. I feel like doing those must be so disheartening. Because like, and I guess like from an interviewer standpoint, and I mean, maybe Ben from Once Upon a Scream can tell us because he does these kind of things.
Oh, yeah, true.
Ben, let us know. Like, I'm sure like there's certain beats that you kind of have to hit. Like the like basic things that you kind of have to have in an article, so you kind of have to ask. But obviously for them, they're getting asked the same like fucking five questions non bloody stuff.
Yeah,
like, so I'd say there's like a fine line.
Yeah, like I think that's why I always thought like if I was an interviewer, I'd be the one that would come in and ask all like the stupid questions to just be like shake them up kind of thing. But then also, is that helpful for my job?
That's the thing. I'm real curious. Ben, please let us know. I'm really curious.
Yeah, I'm really interested. If you want to come in and just spill all the tea, that would be great.
Always here for tea spilling.
Unless it's a really good pot. Like, you don't want to be, like, if it's been brewed perfectly.
I don't drink tea.
I do. So, yeah. Here we are.
This may be one of the shortest episodes we've ever put out.
Yeah, it's just the way the week fell. There really isn't a lot to talk about news-wise. No. And I didn't think of anything else to fill up the time.
No.
So here we are.
But I mean, I feel like we're going to have a lot. I'm hoping we'll have a lot to talk about next week. Because why not? Is this week the finale of Falcon and the Winter Soldier?
Yeah.
Interesting. So and then maybe... Maybe we'll put out a little like question box on the Instagram and get people's thoughts of Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Because
then there's no Marvel show until Loki in June.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what'll we do? Hopefully there'll be some good stuff going on Disney Plus between now and then, though.
Or if you guys... maybe we'll just do one of those little Q&A boxes. Fuck it. Something, anything. Just guys, just message us with things or whatever. Yeah. If you guys message us again, I'll read them out. Anything.
Exactly.
So yeah, I guess that's pretty much it. Again, if you guys want to hit us up on Instagram, it's at Mickey Waffles Pod. We have a Twitter at Mickey Waffle Pod, the exact same handle, sans the S. Sinead's on there about once a week. She's
hello.
There.
It me. And if you're listening on an Apple device, or if whatever you're listening on allows you to leave a rating and review, please do so. That would be lovely. We'd like to hear from you. Say nice things, please.
Also, I have a Christmas podcast that gets about 12 views a week. So if someone would like to download that, that'd be great. Thanks.
Christmas cracker.
This week we did the Christmas bunny. It was really bad. So if you want to go hear her crap, it was at Christmas Crackers Pod. Thanks, Mike.
I'll link the episode in the show notes. I mean, Christmas Crackers always linked in the show notes, but I'll specifically link that episode.
But next week we're doing Rise of the Guardians, which is an actually excellent movie. So like, just FYI.
Ooh, I've never seen it.
Oh, man, it's a great movie. So yeah, that's pretty much it. Stay safe. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.